Good morning, my friend. I hope you are well. I hope you feel rested. I hope you are ready for this day. I want to talk to you today about this sweet spot that I think we're all seeking a lot of the time and what it means. For me, the sweet spot is the balance between strength and flexibility. And I find that place to feel like stability. Let me explain. When we are too much in life, and believe me, I have the personality, the kind of type A, push, push, push personality that I can be too much, a lot, too hard, too fast, too much push, too much speed, too much energy. I can be that way, and it's one of the reasons why I've got myself caught in this trap of having imbalanced cortisol levels is just because I'm always revved up, and it's part of it is just who I am, and I don't want to temper that too much, but when I go too soft, and some of you may kind of lean on the soft side, you know, you're slower, you're more careful, you're more calm more of the time. That's fine, right? But you need a little pick-me-up, right? You have a little harder time getting revved up. So there's this sweet spot, not too hard, not too soft. And it's going to be different for every single one of us. But when we can find that sweet spot, where we're not in overdrive, but we're not also in neutral. When we can find that sweet spot where it's not too much push and not too much on our heels, I think that's where we feel this aliveness. I think it's where we feel, I know for me, I don't think, I know, it's where I feel like I'm most authentic and most genuine. Not too hard, not too soft. Just right, where I'm able to access my energy, access my power, but yet not be too overwhelming to myself or others. So I'm speaking to you from, you know, the type A end of the spectrum. You may not relate to that area. You may feel like you are just too on your heels, too soft, too available for others, right? So not too hard, not too soft. Becoming aware and becoming mindful, we're able to navigate that more often. Let me give you an example here. When I speak to yoga students, oftentimes, oh my God, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. I'm not flexible enough to do yoga, or I have no strength, right? And what I tell people is that most people come into yoga practice either too strong, right? Too much muscle, too locked in their muscle, or too flexible, hyper flexible. We call them flexi lexies. So they're almost like gumbies, right? We're either too strong or too flexible. And the whole point of the yoga practice, the asana practice, is to find that middle ground, stability. Stability is actually that middle place, the optimal state between too strong and too flexible. And this can be also related to how we move in the world. If we move too fast, we need to slow down a little. If we're too slow, we need to pick up the pace and get into action. Not too hard, not too soft, not too fast, not too slow. Just right. This is where our mindfulness practice can help us to become more aware of how we're moving through the day. This is really our optimal state. I write about it in On the Verge. It's that optimal state. It's the natural state of clear mind, bright body, open heart. So we want to be open and available, not closed, but also not too much for people that they can't handle our speed. So this is just an offering. I have no answers for you, but just to start to notice yourself and how you move in the world. When you need to hold back, oh, slow down, sister. I have to say that to myself a lot. Slow down, sister. Or get into action. Get something done. Come on, let's pick it up a little bit. So there's that sweet spot. And when we are in that sweet spot, we feel our best. We perform our best. That's where we start to access our flow states. All right. I gotta end this. So listen, new Facebook group. I am so pumped. Your High Definition Life. Go check it out. I have a link in the details. And hey, check out those details. There's so much there. Let's engage, my friend. Hey, go out there and shine. Take care.